Moving on. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, 4-4. Okay. Amazing, you know, life-changing Mishnah here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'osa tfilaso kva. If you make your prayer, kva means, well, literally means fixed again, the same word, right? But the Bar Tanura brings the Gemara, sh'tfilaso doma lav kamaso. Your burden is to you like a, your tefillah is, your prayer to you is as if it were a burden. The lashon kva, because it's straight, what does it mean, the word kva? Sh'omar chok kavua alai. When a person says, and you've probably heard people say this before, I have to pray mincha. That's what he's saying. Chok kavua. It's like a fixed, you know, law I've got to deal with. And a chok is, you know, like a external. No reason to it. Just that's the rule. I got to do what you got to do. What you got to do. You know, do not rip the tag off the mattress type thing. So do, you know, that kind of thing. Chok kavua lai. This pile. V'tzarech ani letzeis mimena. I got to, you know, pay my dues. I got to tick the box. So if your attitude is I got to tick the box, then ain't tfilaso tachanunim. Which is very strange, also almost tautological. If you translate literally, it means your prayer isn't supplications. It doesn't mean too much. So, but what that means lahalacha is it's not pasha your yotzi, your prayer. Now, there's a machlokas between Rav Oshia and which is the pshat we saw here and the Rabbanan, what it means. So, according to Rav Oshia, that's how the Bar Tanura brings here. If you pray in the attitude of like just. I got to do it. I got to tick the box. Like, so I got to say these words. You're not yotzi. You're just not yotzi tefillah. And that's ain't tefillah tachanunim. Others learn that the Rabbanan and the Gemara learn that that you don't pray in like a supplicatory tone. Like if you're reading the words instead of like, I don't know what, feeling the words, expressing the words in an emotive way, similarly, it doesn't count as tachanunim. Either that would mean also you're not even yotzi, but the Yevin, just my yotzi prayer didn't count. It wasn't a prayer, it was something else. I think I discussed this in Nagdama, just you're saying words to the sky. Reading words out of a siddur is not for praying. It's just called. Sorry? No, so the halacha, it's definitely bottom line, it's better to pray and do your best. And even if it comes out that you, gosh, oh, I completely spaced out on my prayer, whatever it is, and you're probably for sure not yotzi, we still don't pray a second time. But you do your best as you can. And the reason why is that you do your best, and that's all you can ever do. And anyways, it's hard for us. The alternative is stop praying, you'll never pray again. So that's not going to help anyone. So you do your best, and sometimes you succeed, and sometimes you don't. But the point, what the Mishnah's intention here, forget the halacha lamaisa, is if you didn't pray like you meant it, didn't count. You got to go do it again. That's the sentiment. That's the sentiment of the Mishnah. We don't do it again. But I'm saying the Mishnah's sentiment is, it's not, this is my word now, it's not called praying. You just read some words out of a book. What prayer is, you're communing with your creator. You're making requests of the person, the only source, whatever you call it, that's going to answer your prayers. Everything depends upon, if you got any problems, only one address to knock on the door, and that's God. So if you missed that point, so then you missed the point. So God doesn't need your prayers. You need, so to speak, to establish a relationship with him. So
that every prayer has to be as if you didn't pray before. These words are completely new.
That's ideal. Obviously, that's ideal. Like, that's really a heartfelt prayer.
You can't pray mincha because you pray Shabbos. Mincha is completely different. And Ma'ariv is different. Shabbos is different.
Right, that's how it's meant to, ideally.
Lolishma, Bolishma, someone who hasn't gotten to the level of Dabney at that level, and he feels that he doesn't want to need a God for the whole thing. He wants to keep up his thing and keep going and hoping that
Okay, so to answer the question before this question, like which is related, of should just not do it. No one's suggesting you shouldn't do it. Of course you should do it. Metoch Shalosh Mabolishma is not, it's not exactly the right, file on the shelf to pull out to discuss this. But I'll explain to you why. It's a nuance, it's a difference. It's not even so nuanced difference. Lishma means you're doing it for the, I'll loose speak, for the right or wrong reasons. That's what it means. If you do something Lishma means, God said I should do it, and I want to fulfill the divine will, either out of love or at least out of fear of repercussions. So God said it, so I want to do it. That's called lishma. Ideally, it's because I love God and I want to do his mitzvahs, but at least I'm doing it because God said and God's the boss. That's lishma. Not lishma means you have some extrinsic, anything besides that, which means you're afraid you're going to fail your test, you're afraid they're going to laugh, you don't know what to do, you want to be a big shot in the, you know, in the community and be the guy that they call rabbi. All those things are called not lishma. And the halacha is, go ahead and start that way, because that's human nature. You start, you need some sort of extrinsic motivation to get yourself going. And in my, someone told me, maybe David Callis told me this recently. Someone told me a fascinating shot, because the Gemara's lashon is la'olam, which means like always. So he suggested, I think from his Rebbe, Rav Ham maybe said it, I don't remember whoever said it, who told it to me, that there's always an element, there must be an element of shlo lishma, la'olam, because that's, you're a human being, and if there's not some sort of like carrot involved, you won't do it. Meaning, lemaisa, if you find a way to reward yourself or enjoy, let's call it learning, any mitzvah, then you're just going to do more of it and better of it because you're inclined to it. And if not, then you won't. So you always have to have something. I know. But that's to find what lo lishma is. It's what's motivating you. Okay, this isn't talking about what's motivating you or not motivating you. This is praying like you mean it. So therefore, it's a little different. It's saying if you didn't mean it, these are my words. Maybe I'm overreaching a little bit, but the sentiment of the Mishnah is, if you didn't mean it, you didn't pray. That's not called praying. That's something else. That's just reading a book. Reading a book of the words of prayer is not called praying. Praying, so everyone knows the old, I think it was a Chassidish story, I think, of the little boy who didn't know how to pray, so he said the olive base is God. But that beautiful story gets the essence of what prayer is. Anshei Knesset Gedolah have to come around and say, people don't know what to say three times a day. Okay, I'll tell you what to say. We gave you a formula. But the sentiment is, you're talking to God. So to speak, who cares what you say? Say whatever you got to say to him. They give a formula, which cuts both ways. At least we know what to say. But the balance that it becomes very difficult to mean it if it's someone else's words. I'm not discussing that right now. It's an important point, but not. The sentiment here is, if you're just saying some words but not talking to God, then that's not called praying. That's the point. It's like doing something else. So of course, if let's pretend the Rambam is halakha l'maisa, that you have to serve Hashem with all your heart. That's called avodah shebelev. That's the technical mitzvah of prayer. Everything else becomes like how the rabbis dressed it up. So how could you call avodah shebelev means like you're working, you're exerting yourself in your heart, you know, in your mind. You're not doing that if you read a prayer. It's something else. It's. To sort of just illustrate the point, it'd be as ridiculous. The Mishnah is saying, you might as, these are my words, of course, I'm taking a little, to illustrate the point, we're going a little bit overreaching here, as to, so to speak, shoot an email to, you know, God at shemayim.com and the email body would say, you know, the Shemona Esrei. Say, oh, I ticked the box, I send in my prayer to heaven. Like, so we know that's ridiculous. But the Mishnah is, so to speak, saying, to read the Siddur and not mean it, it's just as ridiculous. You're just trying to send an email to heaven, a bunch of words, but that's not called prayer. That's called something else. You understand? You missed the boat. The Rambam's, you know, Kel no Rafan Allah is praying. Please God, you know, heal her. That's, to just say a bunch of words is missing the point. So that's what it's saying here. The words, read the words again. Ha'osa tefillah so kva, if your prayer just becomes like a fixed thing, the Barthanura's pshat is fixed, meaning that you, based on the Rav Osha, fixed burden. So you're not, because you're praying because you feel you need it, just because you got to do it. But the Rabbanan, which both of the halacha, is you don't pray like you mean it. Ein tefilaso tachnunim, your prayer, see if it's hard to translate, aren't tachnunim, aren't supplications, but it means they don't count. They're not, there's something else. It's just an email to God.com. Like what? That's not a prayer. It doesn't do anything. It just doesn't do anything. You hear that point? I want to emphasize that point. The same way sending an email to God.com is like, you're just wasting your breath, so to speak. So just to read a sitter, you're also wasting your breath. Who are you achieving? God's not going to get bribed by your prayer. That's not how it works. And you're not being affected. You're not feeling close to God. He doesn't feel close to you. So like, what are you doing? You're just wasting your time. You might as well, you know, close the sitter and go home. Just that we don't do that, because if you close the sitter and go home, you'll never come back again, so to speak. But the halacha would say you have to do it again, because you didn't do it. You can't say I just prayed by sending an email. That's not going to cut it, you know? So that's the, you know. Yeah, the halacha would try. Yeah, yes. Yes.
Like, where's the line?
The halacha is, that's a good question. So that, because where's the line, that's why the halacha l'maisa is, we're not doing it again.
Right.
Give it your best shot, and if you strike out, okay, mincha is your next chance.
You don't know if you struck out.
Right. That's so, you know, you do your best, that's that.
But you can add those things that you know, which Makhalein, or Makhalein.
Yeah, listen. It's obviously not binary. It's a... and I don't mean to harp onto that, but it's not either yes or no. It's not that either it was a 10 out of 10 prayer or a 0 out of 10. It's not pass fail. It can be. But the point is, that's why the Mishnah doesn't have a lashon like Eino Yotze. It doesn't say that. I'm just saying that's not, if you didn't pray the prayer is coming to God and, you know, unburdening yourself and talking to Him. If you don't do that, then you're not praying. That's the point. Forget the legal yotze, not yotze, count, didn't count. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's something else. That's the Mishnah's whole point here. Then the halakha has to shake out. Well, what do you do? I'm telling you, Lumais, what do? You do nothing. You do your very best at chakras and you'll do your very best at mincha, and that's how it goes. And hopefully this is the essential ingredient. This is not just me saying Musar, it's not. The essential ingredient, if you want to succeed at this din, you know, the worst habit in the world is habit. You got to break the habit. So that means if you find yourself now, have been done for 50 years, and this is now your 50,000 Shmona Esrei, and like, as long as you can remember, it's all been the same, just sort of. So the only way you're going to break out of that pattern is start by saying, at least for the first sentence, or the first bracha, or the first whatever, or one thing, Rafa'enu, I'm going to say it like I mean it. Then you're breaking the pattern. And then once you get that going, you can do two brachas, three brachas. That's your only hope out. Lamaisa. There's no way you're going to be able to have. See, if you've habituated yourself badly over 50,000 bad Shmona Esreis, you haven't got a hope in heck of just doing it right now. That's not. Your brain is super. Your neural pathways are like, you're going to run to autopilot every time. And that's. It's like, you probably tried it. You probably tell you, I'm going to, this time, and you see your brain lapses. Your only chance is to change the way you do it. Meaning, I don't know what, so to speak, stand on one foot and whistle Dixie, or, you know, do it different. Use a sitter, you know, but whatever it is. And have in mind something that's very specific. For this particular keta, this section, I'm going to say it like I mean it, or I'm going to relearn what it means, or re-understand a different shot in it. Or, here's a great tip, by the way, just use a different sitter. Because if you use a different sitter, the way it's laid out on the page, all of a sudden you have to all of a sudden read it again. Really, I'm serious. Use anything that just breaks the pattern, because your mind, with you in mind works, we rely very heavily on heuristics, like autopilot mode. So you're praying on autopilot. So wherever you're holding in prayer, wherever your prayer is, still, unless you are holding by zero autopilot, you're always going to be on some level of autopiloting. So how do you break that? You got to just figure out a way to break it. You got to break the pattern. So I gave you some ideas how to do it, so to speak. Whatever it'll be, change your place, change your base midrash, change your sitter, change your position, change, or just commit mentally to change the way you do one very small bite-sized thing, and the pattern begins to break, and then you can recreate how you pray. That's the gist. That's only Lamaisa way.
See, sometimes people change where they are.
Right.
Sit somewhere else.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I don't know if that has like halachic ramifications. Yeah. That's a trick. The Gemara says around here, actually, the Gemara says, if a person is like, is Koveya Makom from himself, has a fixed place, so it says like he's a Anav, like from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. What a great thing to have a fixed place to daven. So I always wonder, like, what, it's pretty easy to say in the same place. It goes automatic, so to speak. So what's the great praise? I'll tell you what I think of Pshat is. It's related. If you stay in one place, so then invariably, from time to time, things invade your space. Noisy people, sick people, coughing people, people visiting from outside who are talking too loud, or whatever it is that's bugging you. So the natural response is, when I'm going to move, get away from them. But if your response is to disturbance, to things that are being mafriya, you know, that are impeding on your Avodas Hashem, is not, well, it's some external problem that I got to get away from. But no, it's I got to take responsibility. It's an internal problem. And I take responsibility, and I'll do better. Not it's your fault, but I'll take responsibility. So that's called anava. Really, that's really humility, and that's like a great praise. And I think that's a pshat. The guy stayed in the same place for 50 years. And you know, a lot of irritating things happened over the years that he dealt with instead of just running away from. I think that's a pshat. So there's also this halachic issue of you move your place when you're in mourning, and therefore you have your fixed kavua, which is good. And so moving place is not so simple necessarily for whatever reasons. But anyways. If that end can justify the means, if that's what you figure, if you're the kind of person, I don't know if that's such, that where you pray, it's because you're praying in that physical place that you can't pray properly, then no question, pick up and move, no doubt about it. Just, I don't know if that's, probably it's just a general autopilot that you're mentally
doing. Maximum is impossible. Because everyone coming in and sitting there, they're free.
Right, that's a different come earlier. But anyways, my tip, use a different sitter. Use a different sitter is way better than changing your place. It'll tell you. You'll be like disoriented. Like, whoa, like what's going on over here? You know, and that will really focus you to read better. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's that. The Mishnah continues on. Rav Yishua Omer, Hamahalach b'makom sakana. The new din here. If you're walking in a dangerous place, Mispal tefillah katzara, you should pray a short prayer. Now this gets so darn confusing. We had Yikatzer talking about if you're with Valkyrie. Yikatzer meant what I just told you. Means Havidenu, abbreviate. Like Me'ein Shmon Esrei. We had two versions of the shortened Shmon Esrei, the Me'ein Shmon Esrei. That was Rav's Every Bracha and Shmuel's Havinenu one together. This Tefillah Katzara, something else. Else. Tefillah Katzara means like a really like abbreviated, super hyper abbreviated Shmon Esrei. It would just be this. Omer, quote, Hosha Hashem es amcha, Hashem, you know, save your people. Es she'eris Yisrael, whatever's left of Israel. You see the... You get a glimpse of how they perceive themselves at this time. Like, as like, just she'eris, like the leftovers. Like the leftovers on the plate. That's everyone else has been wiped out. Well, it's related to that idea, but that's the same idea. But Hosh, this is the Shmona, this is Bimkom in place of Shmona Esrei. Say these words. Hosh Hashem is Amcha, Es She'eris Yisrael, B'chol Parshas Ibur. This is hard to translate. It doesn't translate easily in English. But the way the Barthon understands it, it means Parsha is like prushim, like separate, it's intimate, you go off the beaten path, separate. Ha'ibor, like lashon avera. Every time you, even when we are going off the path and doing averas, even so, yutzarchem lefanecha, let their needs, I mean, the Jewish people's needs, be in front of you. The Gemara has other pshatim, like parshas, ibor could be lashon evra, like Hashem being angry at us, or pregnant, but it's all the same gist. If even when Hashem is mad at us, or when we're going up the derech, which are two sides of the same coin, even so, you tzarchem lefanecha, let their needs be before you, baruch at Hashem shomea tefillah.
This is not the middle. Is this just the middle? Or
this would be, no, so really, this is something this is all to itself. This is just one sentence. Say this one sentence and tick the box for now. So the idea here is that, if you're going to play makom sakana, so you can't stop for the whole 2 minutes to say, the Me'ein Shmon Esrei, right? You just got to say something and run. And we'll see, maybe you can say it even on the run. So say this, and that's something. Here's the idea. The idea is give a, like now we're getting legal, a legal obligation to pray three times a day. What happens if you can't have a mincha because you're on the run, from the guys coming to get you? So what the point is, if you say this sentence, let's call it, this mini prayer, then at least you tick the box, something of saying mincha. And you can make it up when you get home later on. There are different halachas I don't get into right now, of if you didn't pray at all, or if you prayed and this is just like you have to do a makeup prayer. There's a difference. Okay, so this is what you would pray in a pressure situation. That's how the Mishnah rules. This, by the way, is brought down the halacha, but not exactly like this. The way this is brought down the halacha is there's a, in the Gemara, thank you, the Gemara, Chav Tes in the base, says the same idea if you're in Rosh, but it gives a Cheirim Omrim, that's Reb Meir, it gives a different prayer to say. And his prayer is, and to the bottom of Chaf Tesim base. So, and this prayer here is the one that the Shulchan Aruch says you should say. So if you're actually running from the wild dogs and like the sun is setting, you're afraid you're missing mincha, whatever it is, this is your the proper prayer to say. Bimkom the Hosha. So it's Sarche Amcha Yisrael Merubin. The needs of your Jewish people are many. Vadatam Katsara. But their intellect or their ability to, you know, their minds are limited, are short. Yiratzol melfanecha may be your will, Hashem Elokeinu, shetiten l'chol echad ve'echad k'dei parnasaso, to give each and every one of the Jews what they need to survive, k'dei parnasa, their parnasa, l'chol gviyo gviya de machsara, and to each and every, gviya is like a body, like the physical body, and each and every physical body, is like what it needs, whatever, like the, you know, whatever its basic needs, whatever, exactly right, yeah, exactly, sufficient to fulfill that which it lacks, exactly right. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. That is the Tefillah Katzara that the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. So if you happen to have it memorized and you happen to be on the run, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins if you're in a makom sakana, I think it's Chaya Gedudim, listim Chayos and Gedudim, I think the lashon is. List them are bandits chasing you. Gedudim are like, I don't know, enemy. You're over enemy lines. You're over enemy territory. And chayos, like wild animals. If you're afraid for your life, that's how your mincha or shakras would look. Just that one sentence. Okay, that's the halachas it's brought down. You got to learn not exactly and be able to bang it out and then when you're running from the dog. Exactly. Okay. So I don't know how practical it is in real life, but that's the din. That's what the Mishnah is saying.
During a war.
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe it is practical. I guess if you're like normal people in the 21st century that doesn't happen very often that they're in hot pursuit of you, but it could be if you're a soldier. Or I don't know if you spend a lot of time out there with other wild animals, whatever that would mean. Yeah, so you know this is your go-to prayer. And then when you get home and like calm down, that's both on Lalacha. When you get out of trouble and you can able to like calm down and regather your thoughts, then you would pray to make up the missing.
Don't make that up. That's the regular. This is not your say at all. That you keep using the terminology make up. But if you said to people, Tzara, that's not it. That's a mitzvah to do, but it's not that something that is going to be a makeup. Makeup means act like tashlums. This is not at all tashlum when you get home and die.
Right. You have to, correct. You have to. Yes, that's exactly. You go. Yes, you do. That's exactly right. That's exactly what I'm saying. You have to go and do. You haven't done it yet. You haven't prayed yet. Just like a placeholder, if you will. Yeah. Okay. Good. That's that.